first. The king's meat and wine had been offered to the Babylonian gods. And second, the Jewish people had strict laws about how meat was to be prepared. To eat or drink the king's foods would require Daniel to step over a line he wasn't willing to cross. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Daniel 1, verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart to follow the ways of God. This wasn't a spur-of-the-moment decision. Instead, it was an offshoot of the course Daniel had established for himself from the time he was very young. He was a man of God, and therefore he would behave according to the ways of his Lord. What was it Daniel wanted to avoid? He didn't want to defile his body. That means that he had already submitted his body and soul to his God. He was under the law, and he didn't want to do anything that would not be consistent with the ways of the Lord. So Daniel bought some time as he negotiated a plan with the chief of the eunuchs. "Please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables, pulse or food grown from seed, to eat and water to drink. Then let our appearance be examined before you and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacies, and as you see fit, so deal with your servants." Daniel 1, verses 12 to 13, definition added. This request is one of the components of the Daniel fast. We see here that Daniel ate only foods grown from seeds and drank only water. Some translations say he ate only vegetables and drank only water. According to Matthew Henry, the highly respected Bible scholar, pulse was a common reference to foods that come from seeds rather than from animals. So the reference to vegetables most likely was translated from pulse and included fruits and other foods that come from seeds of the ground. As the account continues, we learn the outcome. Daniel and his companions ended up having superior health compared to the others that did not follow God's ways. Plus, when Nebuchadnezzar spent time with the young men, he found them to have more wisdom and understanding than all those in his realm. As for these four young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Daniel 1, verse 17. The Hebrew men were superior, not because of a position.